Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. It's a good day to bid you good
day. Will you ever let me? Hello! 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 Hello!
I want to know what's in your water.
Zika! Or whatever that stuff is. What is it? It's in there. We'll find out in a moment. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. My friend Mitch McFadden is here. My friend Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a few moments to give us an update on the Zika situation. Did they or didn't they? Do they or don't they? Have they or haven't they? Will they or won't they?
Maybe.
Maybe or maybe not. That is the question. Okay, so the latest... If nobody else is an authority on Kanye West, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am.
You are.
The authority on Kanye West. And so, as we continue to follow this exciting story...
Because he's such an interesting person.
He's a fabulous guy.
Love him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so among his most outrageous moments is the latest... this is a Twitter campaign aimed at getting somebody from Facebook to give him money, which is well thought out, as you can imagine. Let's start a campaign to get Mark Zuckerberg to give me money by going to Twitter to ask him. So anyway, Pizza Hut has decided to respond to Kanye West's Twitter plea as well. There's a bit of a mock here, though, I think, Richie.
Oh, they're having some fun.
In case you missed it, West went on Twitter claiming he's $53 million in the hole. And he asked Mark Zuckerberg to invest $1 billion into Kanye West's ideas. So then the pizza chain decided that they would recreate the Kanye West Life of Pablo album artwork to read The Love of Pizza. So you can see that all over the place at Kanye West. Love the new cover they wrote. Can't wait to hear the album. Hope Zuckerberg gives you the cash. Is the accompanying
tweet. But it didn't stop there. Then they followed it up with a tweet. And it says, stop telling everyone you need dough, D-O-U-G-H, and try kneading, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G,
some
dough.
Yeah.
We got your CV today. You start at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And then they post a copy.
Give him a job.
They post a copy of his resume.
Right.
Skills, rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion design, spelled funny.
Yeah.
Keeping a straight face.
Uh-huh.
Being the greatest.
Yeah.
And album cover design. Experiences.
Right.
Rapping.
Uh-huh.
Fashion design.
See how they spell fashion?
Mm-hmm. Making the best shoes ever. Sit-ups.
Uh-huh.
Baggy pants.
Uh-huh.
References.
God.
Taylor Swift.
Cross
that one out.
Right. Yep.
Kanye, Kim, and Northwest.
Uh-huh. So he, by the way, admits to being rich on his own. But his business interests have lost him $53 million. He can still buy and sell, most of us, when it comes to buying outrageous things. So there's a little pop sugar there for you, boys and girls.
You know, the sad part is there's a nice guy in there somewhere.
Probably.
Where did they see him? When he was on American Idol last month.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretended to be a new contestant.
Yeah.
And he just kind of went with it and did his audition and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was really funny. He was laughing and smiling and affable. And you liked him.
Yeah.
And you want to see more of that because you got to know that there's somebody in there, a real human being in there.
Yeah. I mean, people, it may be a shtick. This may be all. Look at, we're talking about this guy.
Yep.
We are talking about Kanye West.
All he has to do is demean Taylor Swift, and boom, the whole world
everywhere.
Explodes and starts talking about
everywhere.
Him. Who's this Paul McCartney guy? I made him famous.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, speaking of being famous, story at DougSteffen.com today on the Westminster Dog Show, won by a German short-haired pointer. Thousands of dogs competing. 140th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
We have some audio from the best dog in the show. You ready?
Who's your what? Oh, yeah, please. Really? Sounds just like Hillary Clinton. Huh. Amazing. Was she
that
in the
dog
show,
could be
too?
President of the United States.
Right. Could be. All right, so we got this German short-haired pointer, number one. Number two, reserve best in the show, went to a Borzoi hound named Lucy, who came in from Japan. Anyway, you can get the story behind the story. The dog's name, by the way, is CJ, Blue Ribbon, for Best in Show. How many people watch this? This has become the...
It's big.
I bet you more people watched this thing last night than anything else on television. What do you bet?
I would say you're right. At least parts of it.
Yeah.
Everybody watches at least a few minutes of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To see what the dogs look like. Very good. And in the meantime, posting on Facebook, I'm going to take more and more. Meredith is very big into saving, and so am I, saving dogs. But she finds some very interesting posts, and I'm going to sort of repost them on my personal and the Good Day Show Facebook page. Pictures of dogs who have been mistreated. Matter of fact, what I saw there yesterday, some woman who has come on to Facebook looking for dogs anywhere, and she comes out, what she presents is, I'm going to rescue all the dogs and take care of them. In fact, what she's doing with the dogs is training them to fight and putting them into those fight circles.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll post that picture of that woman so that you would know not to give a dog to her.
There's a special place in Hades for a chick like that.
Sure as hell is. You're right about that. Thank you. Do you know, yesterday I was listening to a discussion on a talk radio program of a big to-do here. This, I wish Jennifer were here to talk about this. There is an $8 billion set aside to build a high-speed rail train between San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, like we do have on the East Coast, the Acela that goes from Boston to New York to Philadelphia to Washington.
Love it.
Want to do the same thing.
It loses money every year.
Tons of dough. But instead of that, because the surveys suggest that politicians want it, but the public doesn't. 63% of those who were surveyed in the last couple of months say, no, we don't want to spend $8 billion on a fast train. We'd rather take that money and use it to build water tanks. Do you realize, and this is, again, God, government malfeasance. There is, we have
desalinization problems.
Well, that's some way of protecting the water supply, water tanks, water infrastructure, that sort of. No, the government would rather spend $8 billion on a damn train that really doesn't have, you know, people rather drive up the coast. I mean, I've taken the slow train, it's beautiful, but they need to spend $8 billion reworking the track, buying new equipment, that sort of thing, instead of spending the money to build facilities to keep the water that is now, this year, is a great supply of water coming down from the mountains because there's been a lot of precipitation. And frankly, there's been a lot of rain here. They got no place to keep the water. There's no water, but they have no, if they have water, where do they keep it? Oh, we don't know.
We understand you people.
You people.
Yeah, you people that own homes in California, live in California.
I know.
How do you allow this stuff?
Well, we don't. That's the government. It's another one of these things. They have to get 285,000 signatures. No, 585,000 signatures to get it on the ballot in November. And they're going to have to spend, they're raising, the public interest folks are raising $2 million to hire a company to go get signatures, so that they got to get 1 million signatures so they know they got 500,000 good ones to put it on the ballot so that the referendum question will be asked and people can vote for putting that money into the infrastructure to save water rather than building a train. But it shows you how arrogant public policymakers are and how they just don't pay attention. You got to wonder, follow the money, as my pals say, where who's going to benefit from the train. Obviously, more people on the inside are going to benefit from that. That's why they want to push it, instead of building these water receptacles. It's just, it's incredible. All right, food for thought. Speaking of that, a couple of minutes from Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to update us on his read regarding Zika and whether it's Monsanto or what other bits and pieces of input we have here. So stand by for that next year on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the most dangerous apparatus ever invented? What one device in and around your home causes the most accidents? You're going to be so surprised. Here's the science of it. Many dangerous things have been invented over the years. No doubt you thought of guns, even cars. But the one device found everywhere, the one physicists believe may be the most dangerous device ever invented, is the staircase. From broken necks necks to broken legs to sore bums, a tumble down a staircase, absolutely no fun. What's the cheap psychological trick? Common sense. When you see a staircase, hold on. Protect yourself. Don't treat them so automatically. Many believe they're the most dangerous device ever invented. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. An organization called ecobusiness.com has conducted extensive research over the past year to determine the real carbon footprint of flying in commercial aircraft. Turns out the way airlines have been calculating the numbers shows at best some serious fudging of numbers. The goal, of course, is carbon offsetting, in which we limit our carbon footprint in one area to offset a larger use in another. Air travel is considered the worst offender of all greenhouse gas-wise. Conclusive results for just a return flight from New York to L.A. ranged from 2 to 3 metric tons per passenger per flight. EcoBusiness's stated purpose for their analysis was to encourage carbon offset providers to increase the accuracy of their measurements, thereby enhancing the already wobbly credibility of the airline industry. More at ecobusinesslinks.com.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling. Fakes him out of his shoes and dumps it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycling now? Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, fly with me, guide birds through trees, gobble tasty bees, easy tap-to-flap controls, fun and addictive.
Nice.
Fly with me.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
46 half the hour here on Good Day. Let's welcome in Dr. Ron Hoffman, who practices medicine in New York and also on the radio. Has a great radio program you hear on many of these same stations every weekend. He also does his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, a publication every week that's connected to his website and his podcasts, all kinds of articles, including one that focuses on a natural way to solve the problems that a lot of people have with dry skin in the wintertime. How big a problem is this, and how do you fix it, according to your newsletter, Ron?
Well, it is, because the average, here in New York, the average New York City apartment, the humidity is actually lower than the Sahara Desert in the middle of July.
Really?
So skin really? Gets really, yeah, wow. Less than 5%. So its skin gets really desiccated. You turn the heat up, and then it just sucks all the moisture out of the air. Mm-hmm. And then that, in turn, sucks the moisture out of your skin. And then, of course, there's the cold blasts of Arctic air, and that further desiccates your skin. So I offer some tips on how to deal with that. And, you know, there are a lot of creams and emollients you can apply to your skin, but I actually believe that people should get a lube job from within. They should be taking essential oils by mouth, and that ultimately can save your skin from damage. So I list some of the steps that people should take in an article.
All right, so check that out and sign up for the podcast. Very good medical information at Dr. Hoffman. H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com. Okay, so Monsanto is accused by some conspiratorialists of being behind the Zika virus. What say you, what think you about this and the latest information that seems to be prevalent on Zika?
Well, you know, every serious crisis deserves a good conspiracy theory, right? You need to bring in the black helicopter folks to explain things away. Right. Look, there is something going on here. There's an outbreak of microcephaly, which is a small head. It's just a devastating neurological birth defect that is afflicting primarily women in South America. And as the seasons change and as temperatures increase in the northern hemisphere, we may see this move towards us. This is actually a big deal, even here in New York, where we got each and every doctor in New York got an urgent email suggesting that if a woman is pregnant and has been in one of these countries, that we test her with a newly available test for Zika virus because it could put the baby at risk. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the conspiracy theory is that, no, it's not about the Zika virus, which is a mosquito-borne virus. It's actually about a campaign to spray for mosquitoes by a company that's not even Monsanto. It's a subsidiary of Monsanto that is spraying a questionable chemical into the environment in parts of South America, and that is actually what's responsible for the birth defects, and that they're using this Zika outbreak as kind of a cover-up to masquerade away the fact that
what's your gut tell you?
And my gut tells me that, that these chemicals are harmful, but I really think there is something to it about the Zika virus.
There's something to the Zika virus from the mosquito.
Right. Here's another aspect of the conspiracy theory, which is that they're hyping the Zika outbreak in order to create yet another profitable vaccine for the pharmaceutical industry that they're going to administer to everyone. And there may be something to that, because every time there's a new threat, new virus illness, yet another vaccine gets developed, and that could ultimately be profitable.
Right. Well, there's a look at the board of directors of Monsanto and related companies, then look at board of directors on some of the drug companies, and you come up with a duh. What do you think of the passing of Judge Scalia and the fact that there was no autopsy? Isn't that unusual for somebody?
It really strikes me because, you know, very quickly they say, well, he died of natural causes. I mean, he went in his room and he lay down and he was dead. Okay, that is a plausible scenario. And we haven't yet heard from his doctor. I wonder, they said he had multiple medical problems, so it made it more plausible.
And he'd been to the doctor a couple of times the week before.
Whatever. And so he had issues. He had medical issues. Didn't look like a particularly healthy individual.
No,
he was overweight. But look, I think it's bad for him because let's say a senator or a president or a vice president would die under similar circumstances. They would say, I'm sorry, but we really have to investigate this. Right, we need to look into this because it's a big deal. It's not just an ordinary schmo. You know, this is a guy who really holds the fate of the United States in his hands, so to speak, because of judicial decisions.
Yeah, right. So you think there should have been an autopsy? I do, too. Yep. Interesting to see where all this
investigation
goes.
Yep.
Right. All right. drhoffman.com. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. You heard about it here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 51 After.